This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Ipsos ISA. Ipsos ISA is a rewards community dedicated to ensuring your valued opinion makes a difference for societies, governments, and brands. As a member of Ipsos ISA, you'll be able to participate in a variety of different research studies across a variety of different topics for a variety of different clients. Try new products, participate in online discussion boards or communities, do research while you're doing your shopping. Doing these things that are easy to do in your spare time, you'll earn extra cash and gift cards from companies like Amazon, Subway, Starbucks, Target, and more. Click the link in the description below and you can start earning rewards from Ipsos ISA today.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 653.
Six, a fitty, a tree.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Nothing, man. Go Bears. Go Bears.
That's right. They did a lot in a week.
A lot has happened. We traded away Justin Fields.
Thank God.
For some draft picks. Hallelujah, I say. And we got a six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver. Right?
Something like that.
So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like some shit's happening. Bears are making it happen.
Yeah, I think they got a bag of used footballs for Fields because they I guess there were four trade offers for him and Justin only wanted to go to the Steelers, so the Bears did him a solid and probably could have got better draft picks to send him somewhere he didn't want to go. So it's kind of interesting. Usually you don't give the player any fucking feedback. You do what's best for the team, and in this case they didn't. So see how it plays out. I mean, Steelers probably a good place for him because they just got Russell Wilson.
Yep.
He's going to be the starter, and then Fields will be the backup. But I think it's good for the Bears, and then they'll draft the quarterback.
Time will tell.
We're off to the races because I still think Fields will be decent somewhere else. I just think we fucked him over. Just they had no strategy for how to develop him, and hopefully someone else can unfuck him. But I still think he's got a problem in the fourth quarter. He never fucking could come back. If you're a good quarterback, you can overcome a shitty team to some extent. And he was never able to do that in the fourth quarter. So
no, he was not. I mean, we'll see. Sometimes guys go to these other places and they figure it out and then they become stars. But, you know, I don't know. Sometimes that happens to teams. They trade away somebody and they all of a sudden they're like world beaters, right?
Yeah.
I don't see that happening with Fields, but, you know, all the best to him.
Yeah, no ill will. He tried. It didn't work out. We move on. And we gave up everything to get him, probably. So, anyway, MMA boxing world, where do you want to start this week?
I don't know. Is there anything you want to talk about from over the weekend? Should we talk about news?
Yeah, let's go to news.
All right. UFC 300 is happening here shortly, right, in April? Yes. And something cool I just discovered, that if you go on the UFC's YouTube page, they're actually offering a free replay of UFC 200 as part of their promotion for UFC 300. So if you remember, that UFC, we got Miesha Tate, Nunes, Lesnar against Mark Hunt. I think Cormier and Anderson Silva were on that card. Jose Aldo and Frankie Edgar. So pretty solid card. I think last month they did like UFC 100 and this month it's UFC 200. So if you get a chance, get on YouTube and do a little replay action because it's free. You know.
Yeah, and see the horrible gold octagon. I think that was the worst color they ever did. But someone, I don't know, this was from Anik and Florian podcast, posted this of potential colors for UFC 300 octagon. Which one do you like best out of these? Like, got red, green, looks like blue, and I don't know if that's pink or purple. I'm going to go with purple.
I mean, I'm going to lean towards blue, but I could see the purple. The green seems distracting.
Yeah, it's too aggressive.
I think one of the three darker colors is probably my vote, you know?
Yeah, actually, I think I like the purple the best. But I'm also looking at that fucking Monster logo going, oh, man, that purple and green looks fucking hella nice. And then that darker blue versus light blue. And then probably the red. And I think you got to scrap that green. You can't go neon. I think you can go like a darker green. Like that other, I think last week or the week before, we were showing some example where it was like a dark green with gold. Like that would work, but we'll see. They're going to do something for sure. It's just a matter of what do they throw in there. And I saw Mike Tyson. Let me pull up. There's some videos. He's doing a daily post of his training. And he's getting progressively angrier each post.
Yes.
So, like, he's getting back into old Mike Tyson mode.
He's hungry.
Yeah. So let me get all these queued up here so I can just do them boom, boom, boom.
Those like half of my news stories. I'll delete all of them.
So here we go. This is day one.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
All right. He's still kind of mellow. Just checking out.
Day two. I'm getting ready for you.
Oh, damn.
It's really loud. That's my bad.
He's still got it, man.
Yeah. And then on to day three.
Damn. Day three. You still want to fuck with me?
It's getting progressively meaner and angrier. Like, holy Jesus. Shit, right?
Yeah.
There's still some speed there, and there's still a lot of power. So at 57, that's fucking incredible.
I mean, he's
on everything. He's on everything.
Obviously, this is happening July 20th, Tyson versus Jake Paul. What do you think is going to happen?
Mike Tyson's going to knock him out, but we still haven't established if this is a professional bout or if it's an amateur or if it's an exhibition.
Are
they wearing headgear or no headgear? Because that makes a big difference in everything. So,
sure does.
I just say let it rip, make it a pro fight, and let them fucking go at it. And whatever happens, happens. And 99% chance that Tyson knocks him out in the first round.
Yes.
Like old Mike. Because again, just because the guy's old, you're also fighting a fucking monster.
Yes.
And he still had, there is a fucking aura again. And just that aura alone could probably fucking beat Jake.
Mm-hmm.
I would not do that. Like, you'd have to pay me so much money at this point. And even how I feel at 50, I don't understand. Well, I'm not on all the shit that these guys are to fucking be able to train like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Holy
sure.
Fuck. And he's probably stem celled up, EPO, run the gamut of steroids and all the best nutrition, trainer.
Everything you know, you can think of, right?
Top of the line. Fuck yeah. Because I don't even know how much money he still had left from his boxing career. But, you know, he was doing a one-man show and podcasts and probably merchandise. So he's still probably making bank and whatever he got paid for that last little offshoot. Little exhibition boxing match, and he's probably doing all right.
I think he's doing okay.
Yeah, speaking of doing all right, let's do some sponsor action.
Hey, this episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0. And watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
After using Manscaped, I can finally say I've caught the spring of fever. That's right. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit plus a handyman electric face shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job.
And remember, you get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. It's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pantalones.
That's right. Azules.
Pantalones negros?
Maybe. Depends how nasty you are.
Yeah.
This episode is also sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, wherever you want to throw down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Blue Chew is a unique online service. It delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And of course, Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA.
America! Fuck yeah! And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. And right back to the show.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
Well, sticking on the boxing theme, Nate Diaz, Jorge Masvidal, they're going to do a little rematch in boxing June 1st at the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California.
Inglewood, always up to no good.
That's right. They fought back, I think, was it in 2019 or something like that in MMA?
Something.
And of course, Masvidal won that one. TKO.
Yeah, I don't remember that being super competitive. It was very one-sided.
It was not, but now we're boxing. So, you know, anything can happen. And I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
I like Masvidal's chances. Nate did not look good when he boxed Jake Paul. So,
no.
And interesting to see. I don't know. I think they said they were going to charge. Yeah, it's $79.99 for this fucking pay-per-view.
That's too buku, man. Too much.
And I don't know if you said it. I think you said 10 rounds at 175.
I did not say it. I don't think I said it yet, but you got it.
What do you think the buy rate is going to be on that?
At 70 some dollars?
Fucking $80.
25,000? maybe 50. You know,
10, 12. I don't know. It's not going to be a lot.
No.
Because you price yourself into people stealing the stream right there.
Right.
$20. That seems to be the going rate for. Because I don't even know if there's going to be anything else on the card that would even be worth watching. And do you really want to see these guys box? That's not even like their strong suit.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Why not MMA it up? Why not bare knuckle MMA? I mean, Jorge's got that, his own promotion that does that. Seems to make more sense.
It does make sense.
Unless someone's paying them stupid money to do some boxing. Who knows? And I saw Jose Aldo's coming out of retirement to fight at UFC 301 in Brazil.
Yes.
Against, I don't know who the fuck the guy is, but good for him. I didn't think he was going to fight anymore. That's kind of odd. But I guess when you're in Brazil's and you want the king, he's going to come back. What else is going on?
Let me see. So we got a little news about Mark Coleman. Apparently, he was hospitalized multiple times. His parents' house apparently burned to the ground and a couple nights ago. And he saved both of his parents, and he went back in for the dog. And then he was airlifted to a Toledo hospital, and he was intubated and sedated. And he had some pneumonia he was dealing with and things. Let me see if I got a picture of him. Here we go. So a little photo of the, god damn it. Here he is, looking okay, you know, all tubed up, but good on him. He's a real American hero here. He saved his parents and the dog and almost died.
Save his parents. The dog didn't make it, but.
The dog didn't make it.
No. And there is a GoFundMe for him right now. I think it was at like 121,000. So.
What What is it? What are we GoFunding him for?
I think it was set up originally because they weren't sure like how long he was going to be in a hospital for, because it seemed like a little more serious than it happened to turn out to be. And I think it was more so for the daughters to take care of him while he's in the hospital. So kind of helping him, helping them, helping everyone. So, but good to see he's making a recovery, and now he's just getting treated for pneumonia. So that shouldn't be a big deal for him. Knock that out, get back to training. I don't know if he's coming back for another fight, but everyone's coming back.
This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hotel Collection. Bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 35% off with code MMA35. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
I saw someone asked Chuck Liddell who would win in their prime if it was Chuck in his prime versus John Jones in his prime. And Chuck said, I win by knockout, if you ask me. I mean, that would be a fun fight. I mean, for me, the thing that John does really well is dictate where the fight is fought. Like, if he's better than you on the ground, he'll take you down. Or if he's better than you at ground and pound, you know, that's it. He's been able to control where a lot of these fights have been fought. He wouldn't have been able to do that with me. He wouldn't have been able to take me down. So what do you think about that?
I agree. I think Chuck had some fantastic wrestling. I think part of what made him successful is he was able to keep people from dictating the fight, and he was able to keep it standing a lot of times. So in his prime, I think he's got a pretty good shot to knock out John Jones. Because who do we know that's even come close to not hitting John like flush with a lot of power? I'm trying to think of, is there any fight where, I mean, Vitor had the armbar thing, right? That was that. But that, has he ever been in trouble outside of that that you recall?
The Dominic Reyes fight, because I thought he potentially lost that. That Gustafson fight, I thought he lost that. But he hasn't, there wasn't like a guy that I would say that had a ton of knockout power.
No.
But I think John would destroy him with the reach. Because John, I think the reason he started doing so poorly is just he was so good, and I think he got bored with who he was fighting. Because again, he wasn't fighting like the top of the top. He's not fighting like a Shogun, a Lyoto Machida, like whoever the top was. And then now you're fighting all these. He's like cycled through the division a couple times, and I'm like, oh, I gotta fight this fucking pie and this fucking pie and then this guy again until he fights Cormier. And then he's like, oh, I fucking railroad him a couple times.
Yeah.
But I think the reach would be a problem for Chuck. And then John was also doing weird shit where he was like, he was doing the opposite of what Chuck just said. He was saying, where is this guy the best? And that's where I'll fight this guy where he's the best to prove I'm still fucking better than you. So if you think your jiu-jitsu is great, I'm going to fucking play jiu-jitsu with you. You think you're great in a clinch, I'm going to fucking get you in a clinch and then torque your arm out of the fucking socket. So I think John would have won.
I'm going to take Chuck.
I think Chuck also had an easier path at the title because he fought way less strikers. It was a lot of grappler, wrestler guys. So
true.
Get a easier title reign.
Speaking of John Jones, did you see this video of him and Tom Aspinall having a recent little? That's loud. Sorry, having a little face-off kind of thing. They met at some kind of event. There they are.
Yeah, I like when Tom puts his hand on John's shoulder and John immediately fucking knocks it off of him. He's like, don't fucking touch
me. He's like, nope. Yeah. So, I don't know. John's kind of everywhere nowadays, except for in the cage.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing. Like, we're going to fight never. And then while you brought up Jones, I don't know why all these fans are asking for leg kicks from John or from UFC fighters, but here's another one. Like asking to get kicked from John.
Oh, geez.
Take a leg kick.
Oh, no.
He didn't go super hard the first one, but then the guy's like, oh, yeah, yeah, give it to me again. And then he ran one into him. And then go to the hospital because we're a little bitch. I don't understand. Why are you going to the hospital if you got leg kicked? What are they going to do for you?
Nothing.
Exactly. I'll fucking ice set up, you little bitch. Take some fucking whatever, not ibuprofen, but smoke some weed, rub some fucking a balm on there, a little back balm or some fucking THC balm. Mm-hmm. Get back in there. Don't be a fucking bitch.
Yeah, it's all you can do.
I got crutches. I can't walk. Mm-hmm. Are you a man or are you a little girl? Come on. What else has happened, Eds?
Last news story before I have some knowledge, but Roberto Duran is apparently being treated for a heart issue. He's 72 years old, has some sort of atrioventricular block. It's like a heart rhythm disorder. Causes his heart to beat more slowly than it's supposed to. And it's like some kind of weird electrical problem, you know, with the heart system. So he's down there doing his thing and trying to get healthy. But man, 72, I didn't realize he was that old.
Did they just give him the paddles to shock him back into fucking like whatever? Stat!
Yeah.
Clear!
Fucking try to reset
that. Jack him up. Yeah, yeah, I think that's what they do. But maybe not at the like bring you back to life dose, but you know, fucking you gotta get a little, maybe get out like a Frankenstein and get out a little lightning strike or some shit.
Or like anal probe.
Electrical. I don't know. Why you electric, gotta go anal? Why is everything I go anal with you? Fuck.
Power roll, man.
Let's talk about lightning. This guy's talking about sticking a Tabasco bottle up your ass.
That's
get
right.
out of line.
That's right.
It gets real.
It does.
Speaking of getting real, this photo hurts my feelings.
Oh, God.
That's what cut his hair off.
Wow. He's very bald. Drinking some OJ
it's
there
like
or
he's
something?
An old man.
Or eggs.
It's drinking eggs. Piss. Maybe eggs. I like eggs. With his big ass Rolex watch on or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Hezbollah. Let's do a little tweet a week.
Here
we got a couple.
All right.
I don't know if this is from this must be from the new UFC video game. Let's go. No sound. Back to Glitchland.
Oh,
and he's getting his face fucked from the KO. And I think I have one more. Yes, yes. The Diamond Dustin Poirier's got some new merch out.
Oh, is it Tabasco sauce?
Don't be silly. Jump the gilly.
The gilly.
Yeah.
What does that happen? What does that actually mean?
The guillotine.
Oh, okay.
The gilly.
Actually, I have one more.
Okay.
So, oh shit, where'd it go? One second. There it is. All right, today.
This?
I love this X or Twitter thing, whatever. Today in history, today's St. Patty's Day, March 17th. In 2006, 26-year-old Uriah Faber makes his WC debut and finishes Cole Escovedo by TKO to become the new WEC featherweight champion.
Wow.
Look at how young he looks right there.
I know.
Pretty crazy, right?
Still got the butt chin. It's awesome.
Always.
Like at WEC was the best. You had such hungry fighters in a very small blue cage.
It was fun.
What was it? Was it Tuesday night? I don't. It was like a Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember.
Tuesday. Yeah, maybe. I thought it was Thursdays. I could be wrong. But yeah,
it was a weekday for sure.
Yeah, and it was always fun to watch because you're like, you know, something crazy is going to happen, and they had the lighter weight classes, but it was just nuts, you know. So
Carlos Condit wasn't Cowboy Benson
Cerrone,
Henderson
Ben
Pettis. Who else was over there? I'm trying to think of. Was Miguel Torres?
Oh man, he had a lot of problems. He's from around here in this Midwest area. He had a lot of problems in his life.
But it was always super scrappy, hungry
fighters. Dominic Cruz, I think, was part of that.
Yeah, It was most of the lighter weights because that for a time UFC didn't have all those weight classes. So
Ryan Stan, I'm looking at some lists here. Who else? Did you say Gilbert Melendez was part of that?
Yeah.
Chael Sonnen came from there. Leonard Garcia.
Okay, yeah.
Always a big fan. Shoni Carter, Jamie Varner. You said Cerrone already. Mike Brown.
Oh yeah.
Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
They all came from over there. So pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot of good fights, a lot of good fighters. Then the UFC bought them, crippled it, crushed it. And that's what they do. Mm-hmm. A little KO of the week action.
Yes, sir. Let's see it.
Try this.
Ooh. Ooh. Damn.
Those are never good.
That was
there
a bad
you
one.
Go, face down, ass up. It ain't great. It ain't great. And I think I'm just down to knowledge.
Same.
Wait. I think I have one more thing. The UFC this weekend. I forgot to bring this up.
Okay.
Because I think this may be the first card that I've seen in like forever. There's only one ranked fighter on it. So you have Amanda Ribas versus Rose Namajunas. Amanda's ranked number 8 at flyweight. I don't understand how Rose isn't ranked at all at flyweight. I know this is her second fight there, but how is she not even ranked? And then you just go down the line. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Wow, we have 4 no pictures. One ranked fighter.
Not much going on there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go right to knowledge. What do you got?
So I got this. Lingerie fighting.
I can get behind this.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm sure you could. So she's got the mount right here. She's going for a little arm triangle action. I feel like the hair is getting in the way. Oh,
yeah.
A little reversal. All right. Now we've reversed it. Now you got to let that go on the bottom. You're not going to get that one. You got to let that go. Go to something else.
I feel like they're not trying very hard.
It's just a lot of wrestling around.
Yeah. Like, let's just play touch butt in the middle of the cage.
I mean, I'm not sad.
I'm okay with that.
It's all good. You get the idea. Oh, there's a little ground and pound.
See,
happening.
This is what Dana should have invested in. Fuck power slap. Do lingerie fighting or whatever that ass slapping league is.
Yeah, you get the idea. So there's that page, lingerie fighting, and it has like lots of these videos.
They need sponsors.
You can go on for days and probably not see the same one.
That's all good.
So.
I like this. Knowledge. Are you for knowledge? Or was that your knowledge?
That was my knowledge. Go check that out. Yeah, for sure. Big fan. I mean, as of like right now. Not.
I saw a couple of basketball players swap jerseys. Let's share this.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Like the names?
Wow.
Yeah. I think that got taken down already. But anyway. That happened. A little black dick action. And let's see the last one. Oh, I saw this interesting pool shot. This may be the best pool shot I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'll pretend like I'm Joe Rogan. This is the greatest, most epic pool shot you've ever seen in your fucking life.
Yes.
Check this out.
Whoa. I like it already. What is happening?
It's like when you use that special tool to get like a hard angle shot.
Whoa.
And she sinks the shot. That's what it's all about.
This tool needs to be available at all pool halls.
Seriously? Just press the button. It was like that bumper sticker from the other week where it said, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm just like, I'm going to have to pull the thing out. Yeah. Right.
It was the bumper sticker from the other week where it said, honk if you want to see a midget twerk. The trunk popped open and the midget pops up with their pole. It starts
that was pretty
fucking
epic.
This is the same thing we need.
Yeah.
Pool halls are all across the fucking nation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what you call it, but I think we need more of it.
I agree.
And on that note, we'll close our shortest show of the week.
Yes, sorry, started late, had some stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on.
There's not a lot happening. Hopefully next week, well, there's not really a big event to talk about. Come on, MMA world, give us some drama. We need
it's
some
coming, it's coming. There's going to be more Mike Tyson videos that we'll be able to track his progress. I think he did day four today, and so we'll see that. And
is he going to fight a lion or something at some point?
Hopefully. Well, and speaking of that, Jake Paul just recreated that image of him in his underwear holding a white lion while Mike was doing it. Mike obviously fucking, that was his lion. So Jake's you gotta buy your own lion. You can't just pretend like you own one.
No.
Gay.
Yeah, super gay. Anyway, shut all down. Right.
Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.